All right, boys, let's go. Michigan surprised most of us by winning outright against USC. Wink Martindale continued to rotate Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham out of the game, and it was pretty costly at times. Is it time for Sherrone Moore to have a talk with Wink about rotating too much?
I think the discussion has to happen. I'm sure it has, but I don't necessarily know that it's just about Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham. I'm okay with Rashawn Benny, Enoeta, Ike, you know, some of these other guys being in there up front. I don't particularly care for it on third down, but it's more Will Johnson when he's not in there on, you know, third and long, and there's some of these third down conversions or touchdowns in the air. They're going to target the secondary when he's not in there.
Yeah, it's not controversial. Your best player's got to be on the field, third down, red zone. I get rotating, but not in those key spots.
And I think in the NFL, and he's an NFL guy, you can rotate more because the depth is better. In college, the drop-off is humongous.
The drop-off can be humongous, but it's the depth is more reliable. The depth may be good at Michigan or at USC or at Ohio State, but they don't have the experience in those key moments.
Especially in that big of a game.
Yeah.
All right, Ohio State is a 24-point favorite at Michigan State this Saturday night. Two things. How do the Spartans keep this game competitive? And is it a sign of disrespect that this game is only on Peacock?
Okay, as much as Spartan fans like to own the disrespect, Notre Dame is in a top 25 matchup, same day, Peacock only. So this isn't like a slight to the Spartans. This is NBC's pushing games and users over to Peacock. The game itself, Chiles can't throw two or three interceptions. The defense has played surprisingly well for MSU. They could hang in if that unit's for real.
It's turnovers. If you turn the ball over against a team like Ohio State, you give them more opportunity, you give them short fields, you give them that, you know, the momentum shift, they're going to take advantage of it. That's the key to keep it close. But in regards to, you know, being on Peacock, I see it kind of as the opposite. This is a game where they're using it as bait. They're trying to get people to flip over and subscribe to Peacock.
But is that for the Ohio State fans?
Because who cares?
This is a tweener game on their schedule. So that's why it's not on maybe the major
okay.
Prime time.
I mean, if we want to go right down the rabbit hole in regards to, well, they're playing Ohio State. Like, you can't separate the game.
All right, Georgia travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama in a powerhouse matchup. Saturday night kicks off an hour after that Michigan State game. Is the winner of this game the best team in the SEC?
I'm not ready to say that. With the way that both teams have played in the SEC and the way that Texas played, and Texas has, the best 1-2 punch with Ewers and Manning at quarterback. Now, Manning wasn't tested a huge amount. What are you guys looking at me for?
Listening intently.
I said something wrong. Somebody's coach in Washington that's not even there anymore. When I look at this and I say Tennessee could be in the mix. It's all about when you play teams and if you play teams. Tennessee is in the mix. Alabama's in the mix. Georgia's in the mix, even if they win or lose this game. But Texas is certainly in the mix.
Yeah, I think there's at least one team in orange that's better than these, and maybe two. You mentioned both of them, Tennessee and Texas. Yep. I get it. The winner will be number one in Greg Palm. Doesn't mean it'll play out that way for the season.
The thing is, wouldn't this be the best win of the season?
Thus far, that doesn't mean... Texas offensive line, Tennessee's defensive line.
To
both,
this point,
both
sure.
Have quarterbacks better than the quarterbacks playing Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. Like, I'm not willing to say the winner of this game is winning the SEC.
Right.
All right. Lions host the Seahawks Monday night. Saddle has had Detroit's number the last few seasons. Is this a must win if the Lions want to get the number one seed in the NFC? Remember, before you answer this, the Seahawks would give the Seahawks a 3-game lead over the Lions already. If they win this game.
So first blush is it's too early, but the idea of a must win is technical. It's not technical, it's emotional. And you're right, emotionally, if you want to be the one seed, this is a game you got to win.
I say yes, and I'm not one that would say there's must win games, but if you take the theory of you add them all up at the end, yes, this is a must win. And I say that in large part because look at the division. Are you telling me you're going to sweep Minnesota, that you're going to sweep Green Bay? I think you certainly sweep Chicago, but I think the division is much tougher. And then obviously this being an NFC game, you're already down one to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's necessarily going to be a factor. You don't want to be down in essence, three to the Seahawks.
Yeah, and I think the thing, the drawback to saying it wouldn't be a must-win is that you're not taking the Seahawks serious still.
Sure.
Really? Well, they just came in there and came in here and beat you again in prime time in a tough situation to go 4-0.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: is what's it going to take to be the number one seed? Is it? I mean, I mentioned 14-3 at the beginning of the year. Is it 13-4? You don't want to be 2-2 and only have the margin of two more losses throughout the rest of the year.
All right, the Lions lost Marcus Davenport to an injury. Shocker. Trey Hendrickson from the Bengals could be available if they continue to lose. What would you give up to get Hendrickson?
Well, I think a third round is probably what you would need to give up. Now, do they have a third round?
No.
But they don't need a third round this year because Hassan Reddick was a third round that the Jets gave up to get him, but it's a third rounder in 2026. Matthew Judon, it was a third rounder, but that was in 2025. So, I mean, the precedent has been set. Oh, these three players are very similar, and they're similar in age. Trey Hendrickson is 29. The others are 30 and 32. But I don't see them as very different players.
Chase Young was traded last year at the deadline, and you didn't have to give up a first. I'd be willing to move a first if push came to shove. That's a late first for a
Hendrickson?
Team. For a guy with 17 and a half sacks a year ago, three through three games, three straight
He's
Pro
probably
Bowls.
The most
yeah, I would. But he had eight the year before. He had 14 and 13 and a half. I mean, like, I think a first is you're overspending.
I'm saying if it came to it, you are chasing a Super Bowl, F them picks.
He's probably the most underrated pass rusher in this league, I think. I think he goes under the radar big
I think
time.
He's very consistent. I think he would be a great pair.
Yeah, and he would also has played with Reader, so there's familiarity there.
Well, and he's
on the
familiar.
D-line.
He's very familiar with the coaching staff. He was in New Orleans,
correct?
I think the asking price here would be a two because the Lions' second rounder would probably be late. I don't think you have to give up a one. Although I am with Jim, I'd actually do that.
I would go as high as a two, but I think you might only need a three.
The Vikings have allowed 30 points through three games, which is the second best in the NFL. Before the season, fans were fearing Jordan Love and Caleb Williams in the division as roadblocks. Is Vikings DC Brian Flores actually the biggest problem facing the Lions in the NFC North?
I'll buy that. They got a good defense. They lost to Neil Hunter, and they still lead the league in sacks and pressures. They throw a lot at you.
You have to add in Kevin O'Connell and what this offense is doing. They're an offense that hasn't turned the ball over, so they haven't put their defense in bad position. The defense has gotten the ball back for them, but it's Justin Jefferson, it's Jordan Addison, it's Jalen Naylor as wide receivers, it's Aaron Jones, who's averaging almost five and a half yards per carry. I don't think you could say it's just Brian Flores. It may be the Minnesota Vikings.
If you got to pick one person, though, that's kind of what this was. One person that's a real problem. You would still go O'Connell over Flores because he runs the ship?
No.
The Viking ship?
I would actually
Heather's go. Viking ship?
Yeah. I would actually go Matt LaFleur. I think what he has done with a backup quarterback is greater than what Brian Flores is doing with that defense.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ooh, Jim, we're going for two this week. All right, this is off the rocker a little bit, but that's kind of the way I live life. Field goals have been too easy for NFL kickers. They just get easier and easier. Most stadiums have field turf, and they're controlled environments now. Should the NFL make field goal posts less wide in order to make kicking more difficult?
Not yet.
I'm off my rocker then.
I think
you said yet.
Yeah, but it's hard enough for these weirdos to kick field goals as it is. And so if you're going to do that down the road, because they already backed up the extra point, and we saw Jake Bates, he's already missed an extra point. It's not irregular for that to happen for some of these good kickers. But how do you adjust it if you're starting to hit 65 yarders on a regular basis, 60-plus yarders on a regular basis? Yeah, maybe you do. But if you do, you got to make the goalposts thicker. Make them, you know, widen those out.
So the doink is louder?
So the doink is louder. And have the automatic sounder that as soon as it hits one of the uprights, you hear the, you know, the, whether it's the theme song for the gong show or it's just the gong itself. Like, that should be automatically implemented into the goalpost so that, hey, when it's contacted, you hear the dong.
Okay. I looked at some numbers. 50-yard field goals are being made at an 80% clip through 3 weeks. I don't know that that will sustain. If right. it does, then yes, you have to look into it. Because right now, teams get to midfield, and they got 3 points in their back pocket automatically.
Yeah, and that's so, where I've noticed the problem.
A lot.
Flipping around.
Those that take the 50-yard field goals. There's not everybody that's taking a 50-yard field goal.
That's what you nailed exactly what I've perceived through 3 weeks. And you know what? That stat, it was actually last weekend, 50-yarders were 7 for 16. So before last week, you're looking at 87% or so of 50s being made.
Yeah. Okay.
I do think kicking in general, because of the reasoning that I mentioned, has gotten too easy because the field is, there's no mud. It's harder to kick off natural grass. It is. John's rolling his eyes.
Let's just see.
It's the Thursday touchdown. It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.